You don't do it. Instead, you get caught up in the habit that's already going on, and we're not laughing at you. We're not mocking
you.
We're
with you.
I'm using you to talk to everybody, because we all do this. There isn't a person in this room who doesn't do this. It's already there. It's already been given. And we're still searching under every rock. We're still falling into the habit of listening to what our mind says, listening to what our feeling says, listening to what our mood says, listening to all the habits that are the conditionings, that are the past. And listening least of all to the wisest part of ourselves, the part that knows, just do this, just do what's already there to be done, whatever it is. Doesn't have to be an instruction from some teacher, just whatever it is. In any given moment, most intelligent people, most aware people, which includes everybody in this room tonight, certainly, can absolutely, without any great connections of any kind, access the absolute higher wisdom that's already in you, the absolute intelligence that already operates in you. But you're not in that habit. You're in the habit of listening to everything that comes up in you. The shorthand way to say that, and people may take this the wrong way, but I can't do much about that except be as articulate as I know how. It means, in essence, don't listen to your own experience. Your own experience is biased, is colored, is past-driven. You can actually, here's the news, you can actually listen to your right now present active true wisdom. You can choose that knowing over anything, your experience, your mood, your feeling, your thought, your anything tells you. I'm not suggesting you should do that 24 hours a day. I'm suggesting you should do it absolutely when it really matters. When something really matters to you. And this is an absolutely fantastic example of what we all do. Something that you know will work for you is already in your hands. And you do everything but that.
So if something that really matters is very, say, anger-provoking and upsetting, then that's the time to really just be glad?
Sure. But for you, any time is the time to just be glad.
I know, but it's like... I mean, my past is, well, I don't know how to say this without just, you know,
mentioning it. Your past doesn't exist. Where is it? Show it to me.
Yeah, I know. It haunted me lately. My father died 2 months ago.
It's not even a memory. It doesn't exist. It's not even a memory. Technically, it's not even a memory. It's your pieced together, willy-nilly, set of not even past perceptions, but ideas and interpretations about past perceptions, limited perceptions, and by that definition, guaranteed to be misperceptions. It's so far removed from anything that actually happened that to call it my past is already giving it a credence it doesn't have. It's so